This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Dear Australia, today is the first day of the Joy Donation Drive. Every time you donate $10, you'll go in the running to win a $2,000 gift card from our friends at RACV, or two business class return tickets to LA, or a destination of your choosing thanks to Velocity Rewards and David McCarthy. Enter as many times as you want. T's and C's apply. Visit joy.org.au for more information.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean, and we're not alone in the studio, are we, Robbie?
We're certainly not. We're joined by some of my favourite people in the world, a gaggle of bears. It is, of course, the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition this Friday night, and we have every single representative here in the studio.
I know. We've decided to squeeze them all in. Joining us is Duncan from Harbour City Bears in New South Wales.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey. Then we've got a lot of people in the room. Alan from Mr. Bear Queensland.
Hi, guys.
Then Mr. Vic Bears Matt.
Howdy, guys.
Mr. Bear Perth, Michael.
Hello.
And Mr. New Zealand Bear, Matt.
Kia ora.
How have you all been enjoying the beginning of Southern Hibernation here in Melbourne?
It's been amazing.
So far, been able to conserve our energy.
Well, I mean, it's only been a couple of days to kick things off, but then we dive straight in. You're in the home stretch now. Now, on Friday night, you're all competing for the illustrious title of Mr. Australasia Bear, with very big, loud shoes to fill from the current title holder to be able to step into. I think what I'm really excited about looking at all of you is, you know, there's a nice, diverse, different group of bears in front of me. You know, you're all very different. You all represent your communities yourself. What's it mean to be competing in the competition this Friday? Let's go around the room.
Look, I think it's a real honour. For me, Bears is about community and having a voice in that community. And I think it's really important to represent bears of all shapes and sizes. I think we as a community have a lot of work we need to do around HIV prevention and mental health. And I think that's what I'm about.
You dive straight into your... You're ready for the competition on Friday already, aren't you?
Duncan's absolutely.
Straight on in.
I'm taking notes.
What about you, Alan?
It's a real honour to be able to compete for me. It's being a part of the Bears community has made me really love myself in a way that I never have in my life before, and I'm so happy to be a part of that and to try and bring that legacy to more people, and hopefully in the new year, whoever it is, me or one of these guys, I hope we show that we're all a bunch of really, really good people, and we're a really accepting community and full of love, and that's what I love about us.
That is what's great about the Bears scene. Matt, how about you? Since in the month since you've been sashed, what's the rain been like?
What's the rain been like?
Well, it's raining right
busy.
Now, but I don't think that's what he meant.
yeah, absolutely flat out. But, you know, I've got so many things still in the planning stage. It feels like the Mr. Australasia Bear contest has been consuming so much time, and
because it kind of comes in the middle of your reign, doesn't it? Because you became
kinda.
Mr. Vic Bear in January,
and
so you're not even so it hasn't even been 6 months yet, and you're competing for the Australian title.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got even less time, I think. So
Dewey, so Michael, who's Mr. Perth, you were sashed in March.
Yes, I was.
And what's it mean to you to be representing and competing for Mr. Australasia Bear this week?
I'm very honoured to compete. Privileged, I think the word is. And I want to thank everyone in Perth for voting for me to take the title out in Perth, WA. Since I became Mr. Bear Perth, I haven't done a lot yet, but I'm trying to do a lot. I'm also sit on the Pride Committee
of
Perth. And you must understand that Perth has a very small community, and each community within that community are very small. So I'm trying to bring all the communities together.
Yeah, that's great.
Without losing their identity and culture.
And last but not least, certainly not least, Matt, Miss New Zealand Bear. Are you excited to be competing this Friday?
Absolutely. It is such an exciting thing to be surrounded by so many sexy men from all around the Australasian region. And as all the guys here have said, to represent our regions and to be so proud to be able to do things, that is such an honour.
It's
so
pretty exciting.
It's great.
Do you know what I think is really funny, Robbie, is that this is the quietest the guys have been the whole trip. Like, I've been at the last couple of events, because I've been running them, for Southern Hibernation, and they have been loud and crazy, and they've just all gone so quiet. I think it's hysterical. So we're going to shake all of that off and come back after this and introduce the current title holder, and we're going to have some fun for the next hour in the studio. Stick around with us because it's going to be an absolute hoot. Don't forget that it's Joy's donation drive, and for every $10 you give to Joy for the next week, you go into the draw to win two fantastic prizes, including two tickets valued at $15,000 to return flights to LA or a destination of your choice, and also $2,000 RACV voucher for, is it roadside assistance or a resort destination?
Sorted. It's for any RACV store or RACV resort. I mean, you can spend it on roadside assistance, but $2,000 is quite a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, you do break down a lot.
I do. And a big shout out to everyone who's donated so far, which is Amanda from Elstonwick, Scott from St. Kilda, and Leith from Hawthorne East. Thank you all very much. Stick around. We've got the Bears from the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition. My brain's gone out the window. We're going to be having a hoot of a time and woofing it up with plenty of furry fun. Stick around.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and there is chaos in the studio as we are joined by the illustrious competitors for the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition this year. But we've had a special guest arrive.
Yes, we do. Joining us straight from the airport, because he doesn't like the fact that other people are getting attention, is the current reigning Mr. Australasia Bear. It's a few more days where he can hold on to that title and still keep wearing that sash. So he's crashed the party. Correct. And is here in the studio with us. Give it up for Dale. Hey.
Hey, thanks, Dean.
Woo!
Thanks. So happy to be in town finally. Don't fly Tiger.
Oh, okay. Yes. You've been delayed at the airport. I think the wind and rain may have had a factor in regard to that as well. So you're the current reigning title holder of Mr. Australasia Bear.
That is correct.
And you were previously Mr. Harbour City Bear before Duncan took it over.
That is correct.
So what did it mean for you standing up and representing your community for the past year and just in general, because you do it a lot?
Well, for the last year, I can tell you I'm still very humbled that a lowly American got elected to the highest honor that bearhood could give.
I heard Trump in my head when you were going, a lowly American, highest honor. That's
huge,
what my brain went.
Huge. It's big. It's very, very good. So I'm still very honored with that. But I took it upon myself to try to reach out to all four corners of Australia and New Zealand. I've hit everybody's events except Matt's. And apologies,
Matt. Oh, I thought you were
going
to say you hit everybody.
No.
Okay.
No, I've slapped their ass maybe.
Still a few days.
So you've tried to make your way through all the with all these guys and join their events and
correct.
Their communities.
And offer advice and say, hey, if you need some help, I'll help you out because I've been where they're at.
So have any of you taken him up on his advice just out of curiosity? Or are you like, no, we've got this, it's fine? Absolutely. No,
Duncan, yeah. I've especially taken up on his dance moves because they are fabulous. I don't know if you saw today, I posted something on the Harbour City Bears Facebook page about our dancing.
I want to see that later tonight.
It was fabulous.
You guys have certainly been very, very, very social. On the social medias, there's been a lot going on. I know Mr. New Zealand Bear Matt has not taken his sash off.
He's even been wearing it to the IGA.
All around Melbourne at shopping centres with tourists in the middle of Bourke Street Mall.
I have a tan line, actually.
Yeah. Whatever possible reason there is to be seen with his sash, he's certainly doing it. Are you the same, Jale? Is it going to be hard to take off your sash after Friday night?
It's going to be definitely very hard. I'm holding on with both claws at the moment because, you know, everybody wants what I have. The thing is it says 2018, so it's so last year. Get your own, bitches. Get your own.
What wisdom would you impart to the guys when it comes to jumping into a competition like this? Because everyone's already competed in their own states. They've already competed in their own competitions. So you've all got a handle on a level of it. But this is something completely different when you're stepping up and representing this wider community, isn't it?
One of the best pieces of advice I got when I was going through it was to be real, be yourself. we all can pretty much smell bullshit. So try to keep yourselves as honest and as fun and frisky as you can. And you are on a stage that allows a little bit of gray sexual tension area. So let that out. Let that play a bit. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be doing it for another year. So don't be fake because we don't want to see that for the next year.
I guess being yourself is the main thing, really, because there's a whole heap of people judging you, whether it's the people in the room or anything else. You know, just getting up and being you is what it comes down to. But I guess that's what you've been doing the whole time during Southern Hibernation. So, Joe, you've just arrived.
Yes.
Your Southern Hibernation's kicking off tonight, but the guys have been here all week and been diving into it. Have you been having a good time, fellas?
Brilliant. It's been amazing.
I'm so tired.
That's because you've been getting home at like 2 or 3 a.m. every night.
Oh, yeah.
She's not the only one.
That's quite the concern, considering it's only been, you know, a couple of nights of events so far. You need the same power. You've still got a few more to go.
Oh.
So keep it going. Fine. Especially Friday night. I mean, you've got to save a lot of energy for that.
I'm sure you will have no problems doing that. Dale, thank you for dropping by straight from the airport and imparting this wisdom on the guys. Now, are you judging them in the competition at all?
No, I'm not. Last year, I think, with Moro, it was the first year that they took the current title holder and did not use them as a judge. And so I think they're just continuing on with that. It allows me a chance to kind of mentor.
So would you like to judge them right now?
Oh, my God.
He's been judging us all year.
I've been judging them all year, so, yeah.
Any last words you want to say to the boys before you see them later on tonight at the Southern Hibernation events?
Definitely. So have fun with it. Because make the most of it. That's your moment on stage. This is your week. So even though it's my sash, but it's your week. So be big and be bold and have fun with it. Because at the end of the day, put your best foot forward. That's as best as you can do. Okay? Good luck to each and every one of you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And it is true. Like, he has just been happy to have another reason to keep wearing a sash when his title year ended and hasn't taken it off. At every possible event that's been going on, you see Dale with his sash on.
I would like to know, Dale, just before you run away, where is your sash right now? Please tell me please tell me the airline hasn't lost it.
No, it was on my carry-on bag, and I just literally walked in the door and they let me in the studio, so
we told them not to, and you just walked right in. So.
Hello, do you know who I am?
Well, this is Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean and the many men who make up the Mr. Australasia Bear competition that is happening this Friday. One of them is going to be walking away with the title. Don't forget that it is Joy's Drive donation. Donation drive. Brain. Window. Gone. It's Joy's donation drive happening right now. For every $10 you donate to Joy over the next week, you help keep us out loud and proud on the airwaves. A big shout out to Antonella from Thornbury, Carmel from Ballon saying, thank you, Joy, for the joy and all the joy. We appreciate that. And Gary from South Melbourne saying, thanks, Joy. Love all your work. All of you have gone into the draw to win some fantastic prizes that you'll hear more about shortly. For every $10 you donate, you go into the draw. Stick around for all the fabulous fun on Mad Wednesdays with the furry fabulous men of the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition for 2019. You're with Robbie and Dean.
Currently 16 degrees in beautiful Melbourne town. Tomorrow, sunny morning, possibility of a late shower, top temp 17.
Dean, I heard some really exciting news that there was a very last minute entry into the Australasia Bear Competition this year.
What, Dale's going to go for the title again?
No, our Joy's very own Gary Wilson is going to be competing. How exciting. I didn't
fake
know you
news, were. Fake news.
What do you reckon your talent would be for Mr. Australasia Bear, Gary?
I was just sniffing the leather of this Mr. Bear beside me here, but it's very nice.
Are you enjoying all the lovely bears in the studio?
I'm very cosy indeed.
Let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trade. Bears know what I like. We do it all
night, all right. Bears that don't discriminate. I think it's you are on Mad Wednesdays at Joy 94.9. And we're playing that song because we have a studio full of bears. All of the contestants coming up for this year's Mr. Australasia Bear. We have Duncan from Harbour City Bears. We have Alan from Mr. Bear Queensland. We have Matt, who is Mr. Vic Bears. We have Michael, who is Mr. Bear Perth. Ooh, and we have Matt, who is Mr. NZ Bear.
Hello.
Thank you again. And keep staying with...
Yeah, we're having a whole hour of fun with the fellas in the studio. It's very hot and warm, but they're very rugged up. So, you know, it's getting steamy in the studio. Robbie had a very important question he wanted to ask. And it's if you were, since there are five of you here, if you were the Spice Girls, which Spice Girl would you be?
Well, I'm a wrestler. This is Duncan. So I'm definitely Sporty Spice.
You're definitely Sporty Spice. I can see you in tracksuit pants. What about you,
Would you
Alan?
Like to see me now?
I think I'm Posh Spice because once I get everything I need, I'm just going to leave you all behind.
There's now, nothing posh about you.
Are we still counting posh as a Spice Girl? Because I'm getting very behind this new. There's only four of them for me now. The four that stayed are the real Spice Girls.
Of course, Posh is still a Spice Girl.
Yeah, those four are not the Spice Girls. Without Posh, they are not the Spice Girls. Sorry.
I'm sure it's a tour and everything, but come on. Now, does that mean that Matt is Baby Spice?
Oh, actually, yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
You are the youngest.
I have a funny story about that. I actually was Baby Spice in my primary school. I think it was like grade 2 or 3 or something like that.
So 5 or 6 years
ago. You trapped me. I was Baby Spice and I had like the little like pigtails and everything.
Do you think, because you've got such long hair now, we could get a recreation tonight at the underwear party of you just with pigtails?
I mean, you're probably going to see someone simulating that.
Oh, okay, there we go. Well, then, and then there were two. Wait, so who's left? We've got Scary and Ginger. I mean, it bodes well for one of you, but not the other. So let's see, boys, what do you say? Michael, Matt,
Scary.
Which one are you?
Ginger.
Yay!
Oh, I would have gone the other way around. Just because.
Why is that?
Well, decisive.
I mean Scary in an endearing way.
Endearing, totally.
Well, then how are you Ginger?
I did play more with Ginger in the fact that she came. Auburn. She came back Ginger. And had a great career, and she does so much for the community with her wonderful talents. I don't know.
I just thought it because you were the attention seeking one. That was my
You say
theory.
Potato, I say vodka.
Guys, this is fantastic. So you've all managed to agree on who you are as a Spice Girl, which never happens in a group of 5 gay men. There's always a bit of a showdown. So, I mean, does this mean that we're not going to see any blood on Friday night?
Oh, we totally are. I'm ready to push somebody off the stage. So.
Sophie Ellis-Bex just murder on the dance floor.
I think the lad's fine with that as long as you clean it up afterwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they're fine with a lot of things. There.
So do you guys have a Miss Congeniality? Does that work in this competition at all? Do you do anything like that?
It used to be.
Do you think, well, and you know, you've all been hanging out together, you've all been having a really fun time, so what's it like being hanging out? Because this is the first time that you're all really hanging out all as one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've been getting along really well. Yeah. Like, we've been hanging out a lot at the events. We had our own quiz group at the trivia last night. That was really good. so, yeah, I think everyone's been really, really fun and
friendly.
Yeah.
So far.
Fantastic. So far. I mean, it's halfway through.
The competition's barely started. So.
I was about to say, it's halfway through Summer Hibernation. Anything could happen. The competition is happening this Friday night at the Laird Hotel. You can grab your tickets via vicbears.org.au. The boys are sticking around. Let's find out what talents they can pull out of their pants, I reckon. Don't forget, it's Joy's donation drive. For every $10 you give to Joy over the next week, it helps keeps us out loud and proud, spreading the LGBTI love all around community radio around Australia and the world. Of course, for every $10 you donate, you go into the draw to win a fantastic prize. We've got two great ones to give away. There's a double pass is the wrong word.
It's actually two business class tickets, would you believe, Dean? Or to LA or a destination of your choice, up to $15,000 worth of air travel, which is pretty exciting thanks to David McCarthy and Velocity Rewards. Ooh, wow. And one runner-up will also receive, not also receive, but will receive a $2,000 RAC voucher to use at any RACV shops or resorts.
At least I'm not the only one getting my tongue tied in the studio today. We're having a whole heap of fun. We are packed full of bears. The furry fun is continuing. Stick around for more fabulous fun. If you want to say anything to the fellas or ask them a question, why don't you hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or honour at joy.org.au and spread the furry love. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we are joined by a bevy of bears in the studio. All of the competitors for Mr. Australasia Bear 2019 on Friday night at the Laird Hotel. One of my favourite parts of the competition, Dean, is the talent round. Now, we don't have this in the Mr. Vic Bear competition, but it is a part of the Mr. Australasia Bear competition. So, Matt, you'll be representing in Victoria on Friday night. What have you got planned?
we actually do have it in the Mr. Vic Bear's comp as well, yeah.
Well, okay, so I competed as Mr. Vic Bear a few years ago. Didn't take me long to get that.
Wait, did you? Yes. What year did you compete?
I competed, I think it was about 4 years ago now. I can't remember what year. I've tried to block it out of my memory. I did come second runner-up. No big deal. It's fine. I'm not bitter. But congratulations to you, Matt. So back then we didn't have it. So we do have it now. So do you get to... Yeah. Are you doing the same talent or have you... reimagined just Helen?
Oh, God, no. I'm doing something completely different. I got a lot of pointers from my last.
So what did you do for your original talent? Because you're obviously stepping up your game for the Mr. Australasia Bear competition is important.
Yeah, so for the Mr. Vic Best title, trying not to swear on.
That would be appreciated. You simulated some when two men really love each other activity?
It was more than two men.
Okay. There we go. I think we read between those lines. So you're taking it to a whole different level. There's going to be four?
Yeah, I'm going back down to two men. No.
Okay.
Now I'm going to... I'm just going with like a completely different theme. I've taken so many like technical... pointers.
Well, the talent can mean so many different things. It doesn't necessarily... I know traditionally everyone always thought it was, you know, reenacting something sexy for the crowd, but it can mean a whole lot of things, just like what you did for your competition, Duncan, didn't you?
Yeah. So, well, it is a talent/fantasy round, so you can do either of those options, and I'm going with the fantasy route. So I'm trying to incorporate a couple of aspects of my personality in there. I'm a bit of a wrestler. I'm a board gamer. So I would describe mine as a bit of an Alice in Wonderland journey of sexual discovery.
In my mind, I see him playing Dungeons and Dragons while wearing a wrestling suit, and that's his whole just sitting on stage.
I wanted to mention that, Dean. Actually, that does surprise me because I don't see how wrestling and board games mix very well. Because board games need to be very orderly and neat.
Have you ever played Twister?
Oh no, good point. No, good point.
What about the rest of you? What have you got in store, Alan?
For the Brisbane competition, I read a poem that I'd written.
I love that.
This time I'm going for something a little bit different. I don't want to give it away because I really want it to be a surprise, but
Could you read your poem out for us now on air?
I don't have it.
Do you remember
unfortunately.
It?
No, I don't. I don't at all. Sorry.
You led us up a path and it just went nowhere.
But yeah, I will say that my talent this Friday is going to involve latex and sodomy. So.
Oh, great. Look.
Fun for everyone.
Exactly. What about you, Michael?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell? It's a secret?
It's a secret.
Is it the same thing that you did in your competition?
It is.
Oh, okay.
So I've got a friend called Petey flying over tomorrow night to join me. There's going to be two of us on stage. And it's a bit of a dress-up, actually. So I'll be dressing down halfway through.
I'm sensing a theme here, Dean. Very exciting.
It's a bear theme. B-A-R-E.
We bear bears. Now, that's fantastic. That's very exciting. So you are flying people in to assist you. Now, that's
correct.
That's up in the States, I believe.
It is Cher can make it. So I've got a stand in. So
no, I've heard it. Her fee is quite high, and probably Tourist Australia don't want to go in again. How about you, Matt, Mr. NZ Bear? What have you got planned for Friday night?
A refined version of what I did when I was competing in Auckland. I will be stripping down a fair bit.
Will there be any of the rounds that any of you are even wearing clothes? Like, you all just seem to be like, we're stripping down.
Define clothes.
Okay, well, there we go. That's the answer.
I'll be wearing jandals in the first one.
Oh, done. Well, we call them thongs in Australia.
Oh, I know that slightly.
No judgment.
Show me yours.
Now, we've got a couple of messages in. One saying, could we please have a picture of the bears on social media? Thanks, Andrew. Well, Andrew, if you go to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page, it was put up an hour ago. And you can see a lovely picture there of all the boys having a good time. And we've got another question. It says a question for Mr. Vic Bear, but I'm putting it to all of you. Who's your biggest inspiration or queer hero in life? They can be in the room. Robbie and I are available. So let's start. Going backwards with Matt. Let's start with you. Who's your biggest inspiration or queer hero in life?
I was asked a similar question in my competition about who inspires me. And if I really think about my journey and my sense of self, my mother is actually the person who inspires me the most. She raised me as a single mother. She was able to open her mind when I came out of the closet to accepting and understanding a community that she had not only no understanding of, but also a lot of entrenched fear about. So the way that she's been able to adapt and change and just grow with openness and love is an inspiration to me.
Oh, I love mummy. What about you, Michael? What's your queer inspiration?
Okay, my boss.
Oh.
Okay, if I can say this, I work for the Supreme Court in WA.
Oh, lovely.
And my boss, his name is Justice Jeremy Kerthoys, and his partner is Judge Chris Kendall. And Chris Kendall wrote the reforms the gay law reforms back in 1989. And my boss, Jeremy Kerthoys, he gives me inspiration because he's talked me through what he went through, his personal journey as being a gay boy to a gay man, to working in the law profession. I know I'm boring everyone because everyone's eyes are rolling in the room, but it's a great story. And he turned 63, and just to listen to him, what he had to go through and the way he perceives people, I think today it's very hard to crack him. And and he basically says, like you are someone in the world and you have a voice and use it. And don't ever let anyone tell you you can't use it.
That's great. Matt, what about you? What's your queer inspiration?
Is it super cheesy if I say that my local community...
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I mean, are you judging them?
In life, but not in the competition.
it's kind of very corny to say that my local community really does inspire me. But that is how I feel. I think if any specific person, it's very hard for me to...
It's okay, you can say everyone, it's fine.
But it's very hard for me to pick like a role model as such, if we're talking like specifically in terms of how I feel being represented as a queer person. Because not many, up until recently, there weren't many pansexual public figures. So it's... it's still very recent, I guess. A lot of like public figures coming out as pan. So, yeah,
that's really exciting. Alan, what about your queer inspiration? Your queenspiration, as it were.
I would have to say Clive Barker. He's been one of my personal heroes for almost as long as I can remember. My brother gave one of me his books when I was about 12. He's an amazing gay writer, artist, filmmaker, director. He's dealt with HIV. He's done amazing things. And as somebody who loves writing, he inspires me every day.
Oh, yay. And last but not least, Duncan, queenspiration?
Yeah, for me, it's really... the first time I read Bob Brown's first autobiography, it connected with me so much. I think he's done it. A lot of amazing work politically and in forwarding the gay community in Australia. He's done a lot of environmental work. I think he's shown that we as gay people can reach out and we can actually do broader work in the community as well.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Guys, good luck to each and every one of you this Friday for the competition. We've loved having you in here. It's honestly the most serious I've seen you be all week, and it probably will be the only other time before Friday night that you're this serious. Seriously, they're very serious. They're taking the competition very seriously. Thank you for coming and joining us and having a chat with us today.
Thank you for having us.
On Mad Wednesday. And you can go and see them this Friday at the Laird Hotel, compete for the Mr. Australasia Bear 2019 title. Finally, Dale hasn't got it anymore. It's been thrown. He's just gone. Someone else has taken it.
It's about time.
So come to the Laird, grab yourself a ticket by the Vic Bears website and come and see who will be sashed / crowned. Give it up for Duncan, Alan, Matt, Michael and Matt, all of these great title holders who are competing. And one big woof before you go.
Woof!
Happy Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.